Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Menachas Daf Nun Beis, Menachas 52b, pagination is 104. We'll start at the new Mishnah, which starts the fifth perek. Towards the bottom of the page, Kala Menachos Baos Matzah. All Menachos, all of these offerings made of flour, are going to be made as matzah, non-chametz. Chutz mi-chametz shabetoda, except for the 10 loaves of chametz, which are associated with the carbon toda, the carbon of thanksgiving. There are a total of 40 loaves, and 10 of them are indeed chametz. Ushtei alechem, and the 2 loaves of shavuos, shehein ba'os chametz, that they are made as chametz. So, a few observations here. Number one, when we talk of matzah and chametz in the Ashkenazi world, we have a perception of matzah that's very, very specific. Matzah by us is thin, cracker-like, very dry. It's important to know that the matzah that we make is done like that in order to ensure that it does not become chametz, because it's given over to the general population to do. I don't mean general population makes it in their toaster oven, but matzah bakeries exist. It's not confined to Jerusalem, for example, where the Sanhedrin sits. And therefore, we have many customs and laws that restrain us because the average person is not an expert as to at what point it might have become chametz, and therefore we're very careful. In reality, there is a certain amount of allowance if you know how to do it, and it would still not be chametz. There might be a certain amount of give in the matzahs. They don't come out from the oven so brittle. Might still be matzah and not chametz. And in the Beis HaMikdash, the different menachos were indeed made in different ways, and they were matzah, although they didn't look exactly like our thin matzah of Pesach. Now, the exceptions are twofold. Number one, the chametz loaves of the Toda. And it is true that there's a separate restriction that chametz cannot be brought on the Mizbeach. And this is independent of that, that any part of the Mincha would not be chametz, even parts not being brought on the Mizbeach. It wasn't going to be chametz, except for these exceptions. And the second exception is the Shtei Alechem, the 2 loaves of the Shavuos offering. I believe it's a Reb Tzadok who explains that there should be a contrast made between the offering of Pesach, which is going to be matzah, non-chametz, and the offering of Shavuos, which is, as we see, quite uniquely chametz, allowed to rise. And he says that without the Torah, you have to be very restrictive. You have to question everything. With Torah, we are able to allow the creativity with guidance to blossom to fruition. Now, the question which the Mishnah continues with is, how do we go ahead and get chametz out of this flour plus mixture? And the question is a fundamental one, because typically chametz is produced by leaving it. I don't mean typically, but the way we're accustomed to think about it, you leave it in excess of a certain amount of time, the proverbial 18 minutes, you leave it for a certain amount of time, it'll become chametz. The challenge with that is that that's not a perfect formula. It might take longer, it might not become actual chametz, and certainly it might not become chametz yafe, really good chametz, quite developed in its rising and yeasting, etc. And therefore, we consider a different method of making it chametz, which is to introduce sourdough, a yeast-type product, from a different source, which will get it to become chametz. Part of the challenge here is that if you were to leave the item overnight, the mincha overnight, in a kli shares, it would become pasul belina. Things are not allowed to remain in a kli shares, vessel of the Beis HaMikdash, overnight. So if you were just to think, I'll do it the day before, eventually you become good chametz, that's not going to do it for us. They're working to a certain extent with a time constraint. And how do you do it? Rabbi Meir, Omer Rabbi Meir says, Hasa'or boda lahen mitochan umechamtzon. They remove a portion of the flour, they make it into chametz, and then they reintroduce it. Rabbi Yehuda Omer afi eino min amuvchar. That's not ideal. It's not going to give you a really good chametz. Elamevias hasa'or, they indeed bring sourdough from a different source. Venosna lusochamida, they put it into this measure that's going to measure the volume of an isaron of solas. Omemaleya samida, and then they fill in the rest of the flour, and when it reaches the fill line, we know we're good, and you have the sourdough as part of the mixture. Its flour is counting towards your measure. Omrulo, they said to Rabbi Yehuda, Afhi haisa chasera o yesera. If you do that with the sourdough method, then it's going to end up being a little less or a little more than the natural flow of flour, because whatever the mix that produces this sourdough represents, it's either very heavy and thick, it's got a lot of flour in it, or it's loose and it's got less, it's a little fluffy, maybe like a matzo ball. You're not going to be getting natural flour in your amount. And that they considered to be a concern. The Rambam paskins, like Rabbi Yehuda, that you're introducing sa'or from an external source, not that you're extracting some flour, making it chametz, and putting it back in. The Rambam in Tmidim u'Musafim Ches Tes writes, V'ketzad osa, how do you do it? Because this was a discussion. How do you go about it? Maybe sa'or mimakom acher, you take sourdough from another place. V'nosn l'socho yisaron, you put it into the measure that's going to total the volume of the flour. O'memalo yisaron solas. And then you fill it in with the rest of the flour till the fill line. O'mechamtso ba'oso ha'sa'or, and you're able to make it chametz using that sourdough that was included in the measure of the flour. The Kesef Mishnah, v'yadua dahalocha k'Rabbi Yehuda. When you have a machlokas, Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda, it's well known that we'll paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. Now, there's another factor here, which is the wording that the Rambam uses in Masei Karbonos, Perek Tes, Halacha Yudches. Over there as well, the Rambam asks the question, V'ketzad mechamtzon, how do you make it chametz? And the Rambam indeed writes, Mevi se'or kidei chimutzon, you bring enough sourdough that would accomplish this rising, yeasting effect. V'nosno l'sochamido, you put it into the measure. O'memale yesamido, and then you fill it up with the flour. Afal pisha sofa lihios chasera o yesera mepnei hasa'or. Even though the end will be that it will be a little bit less or a little bit more because of the sa'or, and the Rambam explains, shepa'omim, because sometimes yihye ava, sometimes it's going to be thick, vikasha, and hard, upa'omim raka, and sometimes it's going to be soft, we'll use the word a little fluffy. Ein mashkichin, you don't have to pay attention, ela al midasa ata, only on the volume that it is now, varehu moded isaron, isaron shleimim. When you're doing the measure, it's coming out as a perfect isaron, and that's all you need. Firstly, as we're paying attention here, we realize that this doesn't have to do with weight. This has to do with volume. When you buy a cereal box nowadays, you're going to see it says sold by weight, not volume. Some settling of contents may have occurred during shipping and handling. We're doing the opposite. By us, the shear of a kezayis or a saron is going to be a measure of volume, not weight. And therefore, as it plays itself out, however the volume is as it presents itself now, it is true that in its original form, the flour may have taken up more space or less space, and now it's really compact or fluffy, as we're expressing it. That's not going to matter. What volume is it in its current presentation? And indeed, the Rambam makes it clear what he's worried about when he says, Shesofa lihios chasera o yesera, the end will be, it's going to be too little or too much. He explains, because the sourdough itself is either heavy or light, so to speak, big or small, and all of that is not going to be taken into account. According to Rabbi Yehuda, simply put it into the measure, add your flour, as it presents itself, is its shear. To extrapolate to modern day case that we can all relate to, a kezayis, if a person takes egg challah, for example, and eats it as it is, the amount that would displace approximately an ounce of water is going to be your kezayis. What happens if you compact it like some people do? They crush it, like playfully, and they make it very compact. So then you're going to have to eat more for your kezayis, because it's all based on volume. It's going to be the way it presents itself at the time of eating. Yeshakoach, thank you for joining.